sacred spirit would intrude upon the waters dark and rude, and bid the angry tumult cease, and give all wild confusion peace. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. Oh, Trinity of love and power, oh, brethren, shield in dangers all. From rock and tempest, fire and foe, protect them wheresoe'er they go. And
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cattle's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this, the second Sunday before Lent. It's lovely to have you with us as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. United in prayer, on this Creation Sunday, we praise God for the creative power of his love. God, who created us in his image, we pray that we may live our lives to his praise and glory. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with your Father. Lord, have mercy. O Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
Almighty God, you have created the heavens and earth and made us in your own image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and your likeness in all your children. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns supreme over all things, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Proverbs. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he established the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Response to Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things both small and great. Bless the Lord, O my soul. There go the ships and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. Bless the Lord, O my soul. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth, of the ground. Bless the Lord, O my soul. May the glory of the Lord endure for ever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be pleasing to you, for I rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might have to come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. My friends, today we honour and celebrate the creative power of God as the Church celebrates Creation Sunday. On this, the second Sunday before Lent. In our collect prayer today, we proclaim God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. We acknowledge that we ourselves have been created by him in his own image, as his children, as his own sons and daughters. Our prayer is that God may teach us to discern his hand in all his works, and his image in all his children. There are many ways in which we can learn to discern the hand of God at work in the world. Many people can discern the creative power of God in nature. A walk in the quiet of the countryside, observing the beauty of nature, can bring us closer to God. Seeing people coming together in support of those in need can enable us to see the likeness of God in one another. Acts of kindness, compassion, and forgiveness help us to see God at work in the world today. For us as Christians, the image of God is most perfectly revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, introduced to us by John in his famous and beautiful prologue to his Gospel. Jesus is the Word made flesh. In Jesus, God lived among us, and as John proclaims, we have seen his glory. Jesus is, as St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Colossians, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, in whom all things in heaven and on earth were created. Throughout his public ministry, Jesus dedicated his life to opening the eyes and ears of the people to the presence of God in the world and in their lives. All his teachings and miracles witness to the presence of God in the world and in the lives of his people, of his great love for all his people. It is because God so loves the world that he sent his Son in order that his people might return to him and share his eternal glory. And so on this Creation Sunday, we give thanks to God for his love for us and for making us his own sons and daughters. We open our hearts to him and pledge ourselves anew to listening to his Son, the Word made flesh, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. May he open our eyes and ears to the presence of God. May we grow in his ways, at discerning his likeness in all we meet, that we may truly live and work to his praise and glory. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the Church be spiritually equipped to reap the harvest of souls. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought, that we may live in reverence for the creation and in harmony and peace with one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable, that we may bear the harvest of your Spirit in love, joy, and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. The peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Go before us, Lord, in all we do, with your most gracious favour, and guide us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in thee, you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, receive everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligere, for our service of home worship this morning. Really lovely to have you with us. And I wish you all a very safe, healthy and peaceful week to come. I hope very much you'll be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill your hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.